From VOA Learning English, this is the Health Report. Can eating a chocolate bar every day really prevent age-related memory loss? No. Can eating chocolate cake for breakfast, lunch, and dinner be good for your heart? Again, the answer is no. That would be too good to be true. But new research shows that large amounts of flavanols, substances found in cocoa, tea, and some vegetables, may reverse age-related memory failure. Another study is looking to see if high levels of cocoa flavanols can help prevent heart attacks and strokes. Flavanols found in dark chocolate are known to increase blood flow in the part of the brain that controls memory. They also help prevent heart disease by lowering blood pressure and bad cholesterol. A new study published online in Nature Neuroscience found that cocoa flavanols reverse minor memory loss in older adults. A company that makes chocolate helped to pay for the study. Brain processes decrease as we age. By the time we reach our 50s and 60s, we may have trouble remembering simple things, such as the names of new people we meet, or where we put our car keys. Dr. Scott Small is a professor of neurology at Columbia University in New York City. He is the lead writer of a research paper describing the effects of cocoa flavanols on brain activity. The study involved 37 volunteers, aged between 50 and 69. Researchers gave them a high-level flavanol drink made from cocoa beans, or a low-level flavanol drink. For a period of 3 months, some subjects got 900 milligrams of flavanol a day. The others got 10 milligrams of flavanol each day. Brain imaging and memory tests were given to each subject before and after the study. Dr. Small says that the subjects who had the high-level flavanol drink showed much improvement on memory tests. The researchers warn that more work is needed because this study was performed on a small group. Researchers at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, Massachusetts, recently announced plans to do just that. Dr. Joanne Manson is the lead researcher of a 4-year study involving 18,000 adults. This study will use flavanol capsules.
This capsule of cocoa flavanols will avoid having the calories and the sugar and the saturated fat found in chocolate.
The study subjects will be divided into two groups and will take 2 pills a day. The capsules will all look the same, but one group's capsules will contain flavanols. The other group will take capsules made of an inactive substance, or placebo. Dr. Manson says that a person would have to eat 10 times a normal amount to get the flavanols in just one flavanol pill.
The amount of chocolate that it would take in order to have this amount of cocoa flavanols would be more than 10 times the amount that people would ordinarily eat.
But Dr. Small says people should not necessarily start eating more chocolate. He says a person would have to eat a huge amount of chocolate to get the level of flavanol given to the test subjects. He also says many manufacturers remove the flavanols from their chocolate products. Dr. Small says a cocoa-based flavanol extract may be developed in the future. He says that more studies are needed to see how much flavanol is good for human health. I'm Anna Mateo. And now for words in this story. Reverse, verb, to cause something, such as a process, to stop or return to an earlier state. Cholesterol, noun, a substance that is found in the bodies of people and animals. Neurology, noun, the scientific study of the nervous system, especially in respect to its structure, functions, and abnormalities. Capsule, noun, a very small container that is filled with medicine and swallowed whole. Placebo, noun, a pill or substance that is given to a patient like a drug, but that has no physical effect on the patient. Extract, noun, a substance that you get from something by using a machine or chemicals.